I firmly believe, as I've had the privilege of sharing with some of you for many years, that the picture that we have of God is absolutely important, because we're going to relate to God whatever that picture is. And if we have a picture of an angry father figure who is just sitting there watching, making a list, and observing what we are doing, then I think the way that I would want to serve that God certainly would be different. This morning we're going to look at some things in the quarterly that I would like to perhaps just give a different alternative view. Not saying one's correct and the other one's incorrect, but I would like to look at some things a little bit different. First of all, who has a quarterly? Okay? We like people from Dallas, so pull out your quarterly. Look on Wednesday's lesson for this week. So that would be about, what's today?
Six.
So it would be back whatever Wednesday is. Somebody figure it out for me. Third, okay. Look on Wednesday, third. Look down to the third paragraph on Wednesday and read the first two or three sentences for me, please.
This statement indicates?
Pardon?
This statement indicates first?
Yes, yes.
That the Father withdrew His love from the Son, not because He did not love Him, but because Jesus was dying in our place.
Okay, now, I want you to listen. I've got the pictures. Jesus is in the Garden of Gethsemane. He is going through what He's doing, ready to go to the cross. He's ready to die. It's not because God does not love Him. The next sentence is the one that I want to dwell on. So nice and loud, please.
There was no one available to mediate God's love to His Son.
Okay. Do you understand that sentence? There was no one to mediate God's love to His Son. Now, I'm a simple person. So would somebody interpret that sentence for me in that context? Here's God. Here's Jesus. He's beginning to suffer. And there's no one to mediate God's love to His Son. Now, somebody interpret that for me, please.
The humans around Him fell short of doing what He intended them to be able to do.
Okay. What else? Does this sentence put God in a good light to you?
Puts Him as it sounds helpless. There was no one to do it. Like He was...
Okay. What does it also imply? Here's God.
We can't have direct.
Here's a sinner. What's needed in between?
Mediator.
A mediator. Now, what's the work of a mediator?
Listen to both sides of the story and try to perhaps give advice.
Okay, that's one. That's probably the one. What else is the definition of a mediator?
Settle arguments.
Okay. Is the mediator biased? Not supposed to be. Do you like that picture of God that needs a mediator to explain this side as well as this side? Just keep that thought in mind. Give out some text. I believe that God is the same yesterday, He's the same today, and He's going to be the same tomorrow. That is His promise to us. He never changes. So this morning we're going to look at the subject of how does God look towards the sinner? What is God's wrath? We're told in the quarterly that God will pour out His wrath upon His Son who has taken our place as a sinner. I believe that's an absolute true statement. I have no problems with that. But I think it's fair to look at what is God's wrath. And then we're going to end by taking a look at what happened in the Garden of Gethsemane. So let's get started. I have several texts that I want to look at, and it's in context of how does God deal with the sinner. I have one from Isaiah. Whoever has that, please read it.
This is Isaiah 49:15-16. Can a woman forget her nursing child and not have compassion on the son of her womb? Surely they may forget, yes, I will not forget you. See, I have inscribed you on the palms of my hands. Your walls are continually before me.
Okay. Yes.
God's wrath is not toward the sinner. God's wrath is toward the sin.
That's a... Are you a pretty nice person?
I think so.
Okay, I appreciate that. That's a great cliche. What in the world does that mean? I got grandchildren. Sometimes I discipline them. But I say, it's not because I want to discipline you. I'm disciplining what you did. But when I spank that grandchild, which I do, they cry just the same.
You discipline because you love them.
It's because I'm mad. I'm mad. I gave them something to do, told them what to do, and they did the opposite, and it made me mad. Just hold that thought for a second. Would you hold that thought for a second? Where did he say the names was written? Palms of the hand. Do you know who this was written to? Israel. And what in the world were these people like?
Rebellious.
Disappointment. Rebellious. Over and over and over turned themselves away from God. Over and over and over said, we would rather worship a dead stick that we can carve a figure out of than to give you, who has led us for hundreds of years, who has been with us every step of the way, we'd rather worship a dead stick than you. And what did God say to these wicked, wicked people? Can a mother forget her suckling child? The answer is yes. We see it all the time in the newspapers and on the news where people have abandoned their babies, put them in trash dumps. But God says, I cannot forget you. I've even put your names on the palms of my hand. Jeremiah.
Jeremiah 13:17. But if you do not listen, I will weep in secret because of your pride. My eyes will weep bitterly, overflowing with tears, because the Lord's flock will be taken captive.
Who was this written to? The same bunch of people. And how does God say that He will feel about the children that look at Him, spit in His face, don't want anything to do with Him? Mad? Read it again.
But if you do not listen...
Look up Hosea 11 for me.
I will weep in secret because of your pride. My eyes will weep bitterly, overflowing with tears, because the Lord's flock will be taken captive.
Where is the text that you get what you deserve? Where is the text, I says, I told you so? Where is the text that has anger in it? You have... I wasn't here. Let me read it. You want to know what God is like? What God is always like? Go to the book of Hosea. Hosea was written... It's in the back of the Old Testament. It should be up much closer. Those that had the... those that came to our prayer meeting where we did the chronological history of the Old Testament saw that Hosea was written especially for the Israelites that were about to be destroyed in 722 and never more exist. This was the last plea that God had to His children that were about to be scattered, destroyed, and the 10 tribes were never heard of again. So you think the message that this God would have would be a message that would really show what His character is like. Listen to what He said. When you were a youth... Yes?
Would you please repeat that
verse for me? Yeah, it's Hosea 11, chapter 11. When you were a youth, I loved you. I brought you out of Egypt and I called you my son. No higher honor than to be a son of God. The more I called you, the more you went from me. You kept sacrificing to the Baals. You kept burning incense to the idols. Yet it was I who taught you how to walk. I took you in my arms. But you didn't know and care that I healed you. I led you with the cords of a man. I led you with bonds of love. And I became to you as one who lifts the yoke from your jaws. And I bent down and I fed you. I would not let you return to the land of Egypt, but Assyria will be your king. That's the nation that's coming in ready to destroy them. Because you refuse to learn, return to me.